I teach jazz composition and arranging at University of Northern Colorado. Jim and Steve and Dana and Eric and all the cats. I started getting involved, that was in 2018, and then I got involved with the CJRO a year or two later, about a year later, and then have been doing artistic direction, kind of music directing for them for the last couple of years, and that's been going very well. But, and I'm currently right now the artistic director elect for Vail Jazz. And I start officially in after this season's over. So I'll start booking next season. It was John Clayton who hired the majority of the artists for this season.
Not a bad position to sort of like be an understudy under John Clayton, right? Not bad.
Truly, 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 truly. He's been a mentor and friend and teacher of mine for, feels like at least 10 years. And he's shown me just a lot of things and has been incredibly generous with his time and wisdom with me. And so I'm incredibly grateful to him for so many things.
When you came through here, everybody was like, this Arema guy, this guy is the real deal. This guy is, I don't know if he just enjoys his pencil and those music scoring sheets. No, computers do it all now. It's a different thing.
I do both. I love the paper and pencil. I still have my notepad right here. And I like that for sketching and like, cause the computer kind of forces you into certain parameters. And when you're just creating, you don't want to have to be constrained by those parameters. So I like to create, you know, just at the piano or writing down or even just singing into my phone and recording and stuff like that. But the computers do definitely make things faster on the notation side.
Yeah, yeah. AI accepted. We won't even go down that rabbit trail. Let's go back to Vail and talk about the newsletter that I just got, which has alumni happening. Every time I open this thing up, I forget that as high school students, probably some of the today's most amazing musicians were spending a couple of weeks in the woodshed up in Vail, going through the paces. And now they're working together. Like in 1999, Lakeisha Benjamin and Zakai Curtis were in the same class. What?
And once again, who's the mastermind of all that? The great John Clayton. The wells of wisdom. One of the great wells of wisdom. And there are many. But I think he's one of the more profound ones and one of the ones that's had the biggest impact. He knows how to pick them. He knows how to teach them. And then it doesn't just end there, of course, you know, because as you know, jazz is a relational music. And so without the relationships, without the friendships and on all of this working together, there isn't anything. So it starts maybe at Vail, these relationships, and then they just blossom and continue from there. And it starts the careers of so many of these folks who are, as you just mentioned, headliners here back at Vail and all over the world doing incredible, amazing things. Sullivan Fortner was here a few weeks ago. Grace Kelly is coming up here in a few weeks. And then we have Benny Bernack III, who's going to come through for the Vail Jazz Party.
As a music student and as an instructor, what does next week mean for the students? You've got about a dozen students every summer in Vail, in the Vail Jazz Workshop.
It's a vertical relationship as well as a horizontal relationship, because it's obviously they're going there to be instructed by some of the best jazz musicians in the world. John Clayton, Dick Oates, Terrell Stafford, Lewis Nash, Bill Cunliffe, and Wycliffe Gordon. What's the apprenticeship, if you will, you know, like it's an apprenticeship, it's a mentorship. And the beautiful thing about the workshop is that the small setting, there's only 12 students, you know, and so you get some super intense one-on-one time. It's two students per faculty. But then, like I said, also you have these horizontal relationships for me, because these are people who you're going to be calling for the rest of your life or collaborating with, doing album projects with, touring with, you know, getting each other out of a bind. You're then also plugged into the whole network of everyone who's been involved in the past.
In your role as our artistic director, how does the work roll out?
Next year is 30 years of Vail Jazz. And I really want to see that as Howard's 30th year, not Drew Zaremba's first year. And the core of the festival is straight-ahead jazz, while exploring all of the many beautiful tributaries of jazz that come out of the straight-ahead river, like Cuban and Afro-Cuban and Afro-Brazilian jazz, Western swing and gypsy jazz, funk and fusion, and all everything else, of course, avant-garde, yada yada.
You will rock the boat. I'm certain of it.
There will certainly, just by me being here, there will be rocking of the boat. But I think they brought me on to have some of that rocking going on. So,
Vail is not just the workshop and the party. It's a season long, and so you've been going since first week in July. We've been telling folks about this Sunday nights.
That's right.
You got a lot of Colorado-based artists from around the state playing in Vail as well.
I booked all of those this year, and so I'm really proud of the lineup that we came up with.